W4NUE, W4DJW. KO4HKX, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
WKO4NUE. Dave, were you calling me?
Yeah, you got a minute. Are you busy? Did you get that email I sent out for tonight?
I did. We plan on being there. Did you get the email I just sent you?
Yeah, I just replied to it. Can you just click on that link that's in the invite that is that has the software in it and see if it'll download? So some other people having trouble with it, and I just renamed the executable inside of it to bin. So it's not exe, it's .bin, and see if that'll fix it.
Two of them. One is invite ICS download, or you want the other one?
The one that has five bullet points. The first one's thanking Mark and Wendy. The second Mark and Wendy. The second one is welcoming Patrick and Duncan. The third one says explore the, and it's got a hyperlink to the NetControl software link. A hyperlink there to the NetControl software. And that's the one that's giving people trouble.
Okay. So I only have two. One is RDoF meeting, and the other one is NetControl Wednesday evening Zoom meeting, but I don't see any of that text. All I have is a calendar invite, and then it says one attachment. Invite ICS download.
Okay, that ICS is a Outlook calendar object. If you have Outlook installed on your computer and you double-click on that, it'll open Outlook's calendar and you'll be able to read the text that I was just describing to you.
W4DJWKO4NUE. Dave, but I hate to tell you this, but I don't see any of that in the emails that you sent me at all. And when I click on download, all I get is an Outlook invite. But there's no bullet comments, anything about the other net controllers or anything. Was it sent on the 1st?
I'm looking to see when it was sent. Hang on just a second. I'm pulling it up. In the meantime, I had the air picture on the screen, so I just replied to that one with the text in it, so you should be getting it any second. And now I'm going to look to see when it was sent.
The one you just sent me, that's exactly, yeah, that's it. Okay, so I'm going to stand by. 4DJW, KO4NUE. No, sir, the link is not active at all.
What happened when you click on it, nothing happens? Is that because, maybe that's because it went as a text message. When you look at it, if you slide your mouse over NetControl software, does it change shape or does it pop open a window that has a URL in it and says click or tap to follow?
It does change from an arrow to the hand pointer. But when you click on it, it just refreshes the screen for about a half a second and takes me nowhere.
All right, I'm going to send you the link itself. Not being an embedded, you know, not so that you can have text that is a hyperlink. I'm just going to send the hyperlink itself and see if that works. I hit the transmit button instead of the send button. Okay, I just hit the send button. It should be coming in any second.
W4DJWKO4NUE. No, sir. So there's three possibilities for me to the VARS ham radio opnet net control current zip. When I click on it, nothing. It refreshes the screen but takes me nowhere. And the net control software, the same thing, but I can't open the Zoom link.
Okay, just highlight the text that has VARS ham radio opnet. That controls it. Just highlight that whole link. So it's just swipe it with your mouse and right click on it and go to copy. And then open whatever browser you use, like Chrome or something like that, and paste it in the address bar and see what happens. W4DJW.
That library, I don't have. There's a database library for, I think it's Jet, one of those databases.
Hey, Glenn, this is a different version of it. This is a Windows 10 version, so it doesn't need that anymore.
It'll be all right, Dave. So I've got four files. Net control bin, net control document, net control MDB, and net control PDF.
Okay, that worked. So I'll tell those others that are having problems with it that they can do that. You'll have to, once you extract them somewhere, in some location somewhere, if you decide you want to test it out, test drive it, you'll have to right click on the netcontrol.bin and go down to rename and change it from netcontrol.bin to netcontrol.exe. And it'll say, are you sure? And you'll say, yeah, I'm sure. And it'll click on yes, and it'll rename it, and that's the executable. It doesn't like, that executable has the ability to go to the FCC database, to the QRZ database, to the Echolink server, and maybe some more places. And it just drives antivirus software nutty because they just don't know what to do with that. That's just unusual to them. So they quarantine it.
Okay, well, that's 7 p.m. tonight, right?
I think it's 7:30. It might be 7 p.m. I'm looking. Yeah, it's 7:30 tonight.
I'll see you then. 04 NUE, I'm clear.
All right, thanks for your help. Appreciate it. And thanks for that feedback, Glenn. W4DJW, getting back to work.